CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with breaking news on the Middle East. A senior White House official tells CBS News the United States has indications Iran is preparing for an imminent ballistic missile attack against Israel. The official says the administration is actively supporting defensive preparations by the IDF. The news comes hours after Israel's military sent ground troops into southern Lebanon. The goal, it said, was to further weaken Hezbollah after several days of airstrikes that took out the group's top brass. Here in the U.S., dock workers are on strike. Union members along the East and Gulf Coasts walked out when their contracts expired overnight in a dispute over wages and automation. Wade Foster is picketing at New Jersey's Port Elizabeth.
I've never seen nothing like this. I've never seen them go after management like they're going, because we've done so much to make them so famous and so big.
As for the impact on consumers, CBS News Philadelphia's Ross DeMattei.
Economists say that it likely won't have a huge toll on you in the immediate future, but if this strike were to last longer than, say, a few weeks, it would likely slow down the supply chain, which we've seen in the past has led to higher prices on certain goods, everything from coffee to cars, anything that's imported, especially from overseas.
Hurricane Helene is now blamed for more than 130 deaths in the southeast. Tens of thousands are homeless, including Aaron Smith and his young family in Batcave, North Carolina.
We have one suitcase, really, and so trying to figure out four people and a dog out of one suitcase. It's just surreal.
The vice presidential candidates debate at our CBS News broadcast center here in New York tonight. Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik tells CBS Mornings J.D. Vance will focus on the issues that matter most to Americans.
Number one and two are the economy and the border. He's going to compare Kamala Harris's failed record versus President Trump's strong record on both of those issues.
UVA political analyst Larry Sabato with advice for the Democrat, Tim Walz.
He fits Minnesota perfectly. You know, he's a nice guy from the nice state. But he can't be that. There's no way he can get by in that debate being Mr. Nice.
The world's tallest mountain, Mount Everest, is having a growth spurt. CBS's Vicki Barker is at the foreign desk.
Researchers from University College London say a nearby river has eroded so much material from Everest that the mountain has become lighter, floating a little higher on the semi-liquid mantle beneath the Earth's crust.
The Dow is down 235 points in early trading. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Six Racine City Council members are threatening a boycott to protest Mayor Corey Mason's alleged power overreach. Their absence could prevent a quorum at tonight's meeting, potentially halting city business. It was a fatal crash in Caledonia last night. It followed a police chase through Racine County. According to the State Department of Justice, Racine officers initiated the chase at around 9. It ended when the driver collided with a tree near 4 Mile Road and Main Street. Former Racine County Sheriff's Deputy Preston Kite, facing 40 felony charges, is likely to take a plea deal. In court yesterday, a hearing was scheduled for late November. Teens and Trades Day will be held Friday in Racine at Case High. The event is meant to spark interest in non-traditional careers. Over 800 students attended last year. A public hearing is being held in Racine today on a proposed We Energy's rate hike. The plan would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24. The gathering takes place at the Chavez Center. And political campaign events and a Brewers playoff game will coincide in Milwaukee later today. It may cause traffic impacts later this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason. First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday. Coach Matt LaFleur said Sunday that the Packers had a lot to clean up after the 31-29 loss to the Minnesota Vikings in week four.
You got to be focused in terms of and very intentional about what you're trying to get accomplished. When you look at it, we've had two tight games that we've lost, and we got to make sure that we don't put ourselves in those positions where they do cost you.
Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today. We're gradually going to see the wind dying down here through the day. Our high 66, the wind northwest, 15 to 25 this morning, down to about 5 to 15 by later this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop to 47 tomorrow. Sunshine, 71 on Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 60.
WRJN.
1, 2, 3.
News. Timeless is right here at WRJN, and we've been doing this for 97 years. Not me, actually, just WRJN. Paul Harvey was on this radio station 57 years. His rest of the story today at 12:05.
Left a good job in the city. We know.
Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where
the day. It's Rock On with the Bad Self. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love this song. News Corporation Rock the Boat puts me in a great mood as I'm rocking on with my bad self. Alrighty. We got the Packer season going on. We got the Brewer season going on. I love the month of October. There's always something to do. No, actually, what am I saying? Do I do nothing? I sit on a couch for the whole month and watch television. So welcome to October. Oh, we survived it. 2024. I'm still like, wait, it's not July anymore? The Packers season continuing. It's the LA Rams this Sunday. Pregame at 1 p.m. kickoff just after 3. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. There you go. Thank our sponsors, please, for bringing us Packer football on WRJN. Coming up, I've got a song. It's not Sly and the Family Stone. That's the one you're listening for today, although I will keep you. I will keep the hints going so you don't miss it, all right? Hey, who's your buddy? Who's your DJ? But this next song coming up after commercial break was given to the Carpenters initially, and they didn't like it. Is there one line in there about drugs? And they didn't care for it. So it was given to another group, believe it or not, that had a huge hit with it. Although, when you listen to it, try to think what Karen Carpenter could have done with it. Although, this next group coming up did a great job with it as well. That song right after this on WRJN.
Come visit Time It Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more. I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, oh, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time It Again Music.
By the way, he is the Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant is bringing us our Artist of Record contest this month on WRJN.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas perfect for carryout for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F-word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You you can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Isn't that a cool song? Last night I didn't get to sleep. Marilyn McCool, and a song that could have been Karen Carpenter's, except for that taking a sleeping pill thing. WRJM with the Rascals.
It's a beautiful
Either.
Local news, timeless hits just like that on WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. Our Artists of Record contest continues today when you hear Sly and the Family Stone. Be my fifth caller right here at 262-634-WRJN. The easiest way to remember it. And winners get the vinyl album of that group. All right, so Sly and the Family Stone, you'll get an album from that from Time and Again Record Store, Vinyl Store, Vinyl Treasures, actually. Timeless Hits, Vinyl Treasures, Music and More in Sturtevant. And I'll give you more information on that. It'll be between now and 2 o'clock this afternoon. Looks like more like around 12:30. But you didn't hear me say that, all right? So WRJN, we're going to join the Radio Park Newsroom right here.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin today. He speaks in Wanakee this afternoon and Milwaukee tonight. Republicans have been urging Trump to spend some time in Wisconsin's bluest counties. Democrat Kamala Harris stumps in the Fox Valley on Thursday. The people who declare the winners on election night say they plan to be fast, accurate, and transparent. Anna Johnson is Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press. She says her organization is in the business of declaring winners, not projecting them.
The only way we declare races, so whether it's a presidential race or it's, you know, state legislative races, is when we are absolutely certain that there is no way that the trailing candidate can overtake the leading candidate.
Johnson speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a fatal crash in Caledonia last night. It followed a police chase through Racine County. According to the State Department of Justice, Racine officers initiated the chase at around 9. It ended when the driver collided with a tree near 4 Mile Road and Main Street. As per policy, the officers involved have been placed on administrative leave. The State Department of Criminal Investigation is leading the inquiry. Tonight's Racine City Council meeting might not last long. Six council members are threatening a boycott to protest what they perceive as Mayor Corey Mason's overreach of power. The boycotting members claim the mayor has restricted their ability to influence city decisions and to bring issues to a vote. With an open seat on the council, the absence of all six alders would prevent a quorum, potentially bringing city business to a standstill. A plea deal is likely for the former Racine County Sheriff's deputy facing 40 felony charges. The initial allegations against Preston Kite involved exposing himself while in uniform and possessing child sex abuse materials. Additional charges included exposing himself to a child and other sex offenses not suitable to mention. Kite was in court yesterday with court records saying a plea is being worked on. A hearing was set for the end of November. And Case High hosts an event this week for teens looking for careers in trades. It's called Teens and Trades Day Friday, with the event aimed at sparking interest in non-traditional careers. The event focuses on fields such as construction, manufacturing, and other skilled trades. Over 800 kids showed up last year. There's a sign up on the RUSD website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Significantly cooler and crisp today, but seasonal. Under sunny skies, highs scrape the upper 60s. Winds are still a bit breezy and a few more clouds filter in tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. Tomorrow will be pleasant with plenty of sunshine and highs returning to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
WRJN. A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. And do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Day that I die, this will be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. The day that I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. And landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. In fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that. some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
As Don McLean, American Pie. His birthday is tomorrow. We'll be featuring him on the Artist of Record, but don't you worry, I'll play a shorter song. He's got other hits. You're listening to WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. WRJN.
Timeless is right here at WRJN and local news with Stuart J. Waddles and CBS National News. Weather, sports, Paul Harvey at 12:05, but it's 11 and Dusty Springfield.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me.
You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You
local news, Timeless, it's WRJN, and Tito Jackson from the group passing away a couple weeks ago. Still not quite sure, but he did have some health issues. And, of course, Pete Rose yesterday, Pete Rose, 83. Pete had a quote earlier this month, and he said, what, are they waiting for me to die before they put me in the Baseball Hall of Fame? That was sad. Should have been in there. That's my opinion. I don't care. Here's the Stones, WRJN.